once again for Insight with Jack Sogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Sogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Sogler.
Eric's. Intro done?
Yep.
Intro done?
Yep.
So, are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
Oh, wow. Holy crap. Hey.
Every week.
We're on the air. Welcome to Insight, ladies and gentlemen, on this foggy, rainy Wednesday night. But in spite of the weather, it's still, as Andy Williams has told me on many occasions, the most wonderful time of the year. And next Wednesday, Neil, I don't know whether you're aware of this or not.
Next Wednesday, what do we have on Insight?
We have our Christmas gala next Wednesday.
Oh, I wish you'd have told me that sooner.
I should have told you that.
Yes.
It starts at 7 o'clock. We welcome everybody. And we'll talk more about that at the end of the show. I found out that we're not the only group that tries to raise money for very worthy causes, Neil.
Huh.
Yeah.
I thought you invented that.
We are welcoming into studio a group from Racing for Relief. And we have Alan Seafrey, Nathan Fortkamp, Mike Osterholt, correct?
Correct.
Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Let's talk about, because I found out so much just in our 5 or 10 minutes right before the show, and I'm amazed that, man, you guys do a lot of stuff. So let's just start with how and when did Racing for Relief start up?
It actually started over in Indiana and kind of come across. And we took it and molded it a little further in 2014 and became Racing for Relief. And a group of 8 or 10 of us kind of put it together and took off with it. And they had a lot of the background stuff done already. We were already racing over there.
And, so the Racing for Relief, okay, what does that mean?
Our mission is actually to provide financial money for the emergency personnel. Fire and EMS of Mercer County is where it started. We had some come through Dark County, and we got one into Auglaize County that is helping us out. So we got together one night. We wanted to figure out where this money goes. Credit goes to Nathan. He's the one that came up with that name, if I do believe.
I don't remember if it was me or not. But
it might have been a couple beers in.
Yeah. Like, our logo has a go-kart right on it, so we started out racing go-karts. That was our big start, and once Eldora called us and asked us to sell 50-50 out there, that was our big break.
Oh, my, yeah. So it started out in, like, 1999 with a group over in Indiana, and that group was tied to the Red Cross, correct?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And then a group of you guys said, hey, we'd like to do that over here. And for a while, you were connected to the Red Cross too, correct?
I was actually on both committees. I was part of the one over in Indiana that we raced.
Okay.
So, and they, for lack of a better term, kind of fizzled out.
Okay.
I mean, there was a lot of good energy there. I'm not trying to take anything away from them, but it just kind of ran its course.
Yep.
And over here we had new blood. It kind of took off a little bit and just kind of sprung from there.
Yeah. So from a you Mercer County standpoint, who are the founding fathers of this group over here?
probably right here.
There's,
I would say
there's three of us here.
Yeah.
Doug Watercutter, Craig Busher.
Paul Tall is here.
Scott Tobin.
Scott Tobin. Ah. You're asking names, and I don't remember names very well.
I know. Hell, I can't remember my own grandkids' names. So.
Kevin Lutmer.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. Let's take a quick break and come back and talk about how do you raise money. Okay, you talked about the go-kart races and that type of thing. So we'll talk about what are the fundraisers and how do you make money driving a go-kart around. So we'll be back right after this.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
If you missed the Jay County Civic Theater's Christmas show last weekend, it will be going on this weekend, too. The show will be Frosty the Snowman and the best Christmas pageant ever, and the shows will be at 7 p.m. this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at Arch Place in Portland. Advance tickets are available now at Arch Place or online at myarchplace.org or by phone by calling 260-726-4809. The cost is $10 for students and $12 for adults, with a $1 per ticket fee for credit card purchases. The Civic Theater shows are always entertaining, so get your tickets now for this year's Christmas shows, Frosty the Snowman, and the best Christmas pageant ever, with this year's final shows coming up this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. each night at Arts Place in Portland.
We're back. Inside. Jack Stogler talking with the guys from Racing for Relief. We got Alan, Mike, and Nathan here. And so when we left, we first of all proved that you guys aren't worth a crap at remembering names. Okay. But then we were talking about the fundraising and how initially this started as you making money through the go-kart races. Okay, so let's talk about the go-kart races. How often do you have them? Where are they? And how do you make money at them?
Well, we have about five, sometimes six races a year. We race at the Fort Recovery Jubilee. We race at the St. Henry Picnic twice over there. We race at the Maria Stein Country Fest. And we race also at Eldora. We used to actually race on the front stretch of the big track instead of on their little go-kart track. So that was always pretty neat. But yeah. As far as the how we raise money, we spell sponsorship we sell sponsorship to local businesses who are willing to. I mean, it's a sponsorship, but essentially it's a donation to us. So they sponsor us, and each cart pays an entry fee. Of the last several years, it's been $700 or so. And
to race in all six races or whatever it is?
Yep, to race in all six races. And typically on go-kart racing, that money would go towards putting the event on, and then whatever was left, they'd spend back out to the go-kart drivers. Whoever won would get maybe $100 out of that. Well, we don't do that. It's all for donation. We're just racing for pride and fun, and it is a lot of fun.
No, you still do race for a championship, too, so, you know, somebody wants to win that championship.
Exactly. Yeah. So each race, there are points associated with it, and then you build it up just like NASCAR to a certain extent.
We follow NASCAR quite a bit in our rules and our scheduling and the points. We try and mirror off of them to give us some kind of background and everybody can follow, easy to follow.
Good. So... Did each of you get started in this and have an interest in this because you had go-karts?
I did. I started racing with Wendell Poultry whenever they were still racing with the Red Cross.
Cool. Isn't it amazing how a hobby and something you do for fun, and then you figure out, well, you know what, we can... make money at this for a worthy cause, and the thing just kind of explodes.
And it has. It has taken off and found a whole new life of its own as we go on further down life and go to the Eldora and sell 50-50. Now it's, you know, racing would never bring in the funding we're getting now.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah. Let's stick with the racing part of it first, and then we'll talk about the Eldora, because I think that has legs of its own to a certain extent, you know. So from a racing standpoint, you know, it's the first 15 years or so that you did that, the racing provided you guys with your main source of income then, right?
We would actually, I think the 1 year $30,000 we collected just by sponsorship of the races, the go-karts themselves, and donations, we raised $30,000.
Fantastic. So and has that money always gone to the local EMS and fire departments?
Pretty well.
For the most part, yes.
Yeah. Okay. How do you decide how to divvy it up? Like, do the different departments send you requests that, hey, we're looking at buying new oxygen mask for our whatever or something?
Once they commit that they want to go ahead and participate and help out, at the beginning of the year, they always ask for a wish list to be turned into us as well, so that helps us divide the money up at the end of the year once we do all the fundraising. So yes, a lot of that goes to the equipment, and they do provide pictures and bills to us that can accompany what they are purchasing. Yes.
Cool. So you mentioned that, like, they have to provide volunteers, right?
Yes. As in, we can pick up St. Henry, and we can pick up Chickasaw just as two easy ones. That's when we got to do a lot more work, because we've got water barrels and hog panels to set up our track. They come out, and they fill those barrels for us. So, you know, that's just an extra step just to get the track ready for Nathan to get it prepped up. So, just things like that all helps out. And, again, we remember that all that stuff at the end of the year to help. How much time did they have in what they all did?
Yeah, cool. So, let's go over the different organizations that are that both you guys donate to and provide help or volunteer to you guys during these various events. So, how many different organizations are there?
This past year, we had 17 organizations. There was some in Mercer County, some in Dark County. There's a fire department in Allglaze County. And then we had three ambulances or squads out of Mercer County. And we call them civic groups because they're very, very helpful to us. Fort Recovery Ambassador Park right here in Fort Recovery. The Salina Lions Club, the St. Henry Boosters, and then this last year, the Versailles KSC came aboard. Now, not all those groups do go-kart racing help, though.
Yeah. Okay.
And typically, the help we get from, like, the fire and EMS, it's usually, like, Southern Mercer County, Northern Dark County, because that's where our base is.
Okay. So, do you guys have monthly meetings?
Yes, we do. We meet the third Wednesday of the month.
And how many members are there?
Currently, there's 8. 4 of them being from St. Henry, 1 from Fort Recovery, 1 from Coldwater, 1 from Yorkshire, and 1 from Burgettsville. So we get a little bit of a spread out, which is nice.
Yeah. Fantastic.
We're trying to get rid of the one from Burgettsville.
What's that?
We're trying to get rid of the one from Burgettsville. That's Jerry, Alan's dad.
There's a one in every crowd, isn't there? I know. I know.
So, you know, we touched on, I tell you what, let's take another break. And when, like, we come back, let's start talking about the Eldora thing. Because I think that's interesting as hell. So, we'll be back right after this.
Clingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, you can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. The Friends of the Fort Recovery Public Library would like to invite the public to view the Fort Festival of Trees now through December 31st. Each year, businesses, organizations, and families decorate Christmas trees that are displayed at the library. Listening to Christmas music while viewing the trees and wreaths, visitors can vote for their favorite entry. Votes are then tallied to see which tree will win the People's Choice Award, and the name of that organization or family will be engraved on a plaque that remains at the library. This beloved family tradition is enjoyed by patrons of all ages. Stop by to see the beautiful display at the Fort Festival of Trees, now through December 31st, during regular library hours. Hey, boys and girls, Santa will be in his house, the former Maze TV building in Fort Recovery, every Saturday from 11 to 1 through December 17th, and he'll also be there every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. through December 22nd. Be sure to ask Mom and Dad to take you to see Santa before Christmas. Evening hours are 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursdays through December 22nd, and he'll be there every Saturday from 11 to 1 through December 17th. Stop by to see Santa in the beautifully decorated former Maze TV building this year. He would love to see you there.
Just let me know when the 5 seconds is up.
You're good to go.
Well, we're back. We have a new guy on the board tonight. What's your name, young man?
Chase Kaiser.
Chase Kaiser. And he has me so screwed up right now.
He's not the one that has you screwed up.
What? All right. Maybe
we
I do it to
up
myself.
Before he got here.
So, guys, I tell you what. We've been talking about go-kart racing, and we were going to jump into how Eldora kind of came into the mix. But I think you each mentioned an example of how your donations or the fact that you do what you do actually directly saves lives to a certain extent. So I'll let you each kind of share what you did during the break.
Okay, so the first year that we were able to receive, or the first year that we were actually racing for relief, once we kind of split away from the Red Cross and started giving the money to the EMS and then the fire departments locally, we were able to donate an AED, one of the defibrillators, to the Coldwater EMS, and it was shortly after they had received that equipment, based off of our donation, they were able to actually use that to shock someone's heart back.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and what also brings to mind, we were able to help out with a grain bin, I don't know if they call it a rescue or a tunnel. And that was actually used to help save a lady's life in a grain bin that collapsed on her. And it worked real well. And it kind of gives you a nice thought pattern that, hey, this is worthwhile.
Yeah. Makes all those long hours seem not so long, doesn't it?
Yep.
And then, Alan, I think you had something interesting, too.
Yeah, there's another time. It's not so much in the equipment side of things, but it might have been more on the training side of things. We got finished up with a event over at Eldora on the early shift on a Saturday, and there was a spectator there. Went to go get some food. Meanwhile, our EMTs that worked our first shift went and sat down, and the gentleman come back with his food and started eating it, and unfortunately, the gentleman started choking. Well, on big races, it takes a lot to get the EMS moved around with that many people. And lo and behold, we end up having an EMT from Salina. He was a full-time firefighter EMS guy. We had a firefighter from Chickasaw and a Chickasaw Fire Department and an EMT sitting 8-10 rows above him. Well, time I got to him, you know, he was in need of needing some help pretty quick, and with these three gentlemen being right there, they took care of the problem before the squad that was on site. Yeah. The guy didn't want to leave. He wanted to finish watching the race, but it was great to know that he was able to go home to his family and friends at the end of the evening.
Isn't that cool?
So it's just not just with the equipment part of it. It's the training side that none of us probably see in here.
Yeah. So one question that I've got to ask. So, Nathan, have you ever, like, won the championship?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have. So, like, are you the defending champ or anything like that?
No. I quit racing, probably in 2016 or so, whenever I joined the committee. We just needed help managing the race, so yep. I jumped out of the cart and started managing the race. And
so you're more like a Jeff Gordon type then.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Sorry, I got something stuck in my throat.
So let's, when like this was based off of racing, what would your general annual donations be?
I would guess at the end of the year between 23 and 25,000.
Okay, which is still a pretty decent chunk of
Oh yeah,
chunk of money. Yep. Yeah,
but we got some very, very good sponsors out there. So it's a shout out to all the sponsors who've been with us since last 9+ years when we were under Racing for Relief.
Yeah, and then what year did the Eldora tie-in kind of come into play?
I'm going to guess we did two races in 2016.
Pretty close.
That's what I'm going to say, too. They had another group out there doing it, and they weren't able to fulfill enough people there. No. Just it was getting bigger and bigger, and they didn't have a very big pot to dig out of. So
yep.
We got a phone call, and not a lot of time, and we were to come up with, I think it was 38 people. In a matter of an hour and a half, 2 hours.
And when Alan says we, it was him. He called around and got 38 people in an hour and a half.
Well, that's because we got some very good fire chiefs out there.
Yeah. So that was in 2017 then?
I'm going to say that was 2016.
Okay. So it was into the 2016 season. The other group couldn't kind of fill all this need. And that's when you guys kind of...
We came in on those last two races at the end of September. And then we got the call to take care of everything starting, I believe it was in 2017.
Cool. And a lot of that credit goes right there to Alan because he's kind of put himself behind the ball here and just orchestrated a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
When we move in, if you see what we have now to what's been going on first, we pull in now with two trailers and unload. We have tables that pull out. We set up. We have TVs. We have a barrel. We build our own barrel. I don't know if you've ever seen the tumbler. No. What's the name of the tumbler? Barrel of Dreams. It's actually probably twice the size of a, or three times the size of a pull-type wagon.
No kidding.
We actually pull it down in the pits to pull the tag, the number, because you couldn't carry it.
Yeah.
And when we have a big race, such as the World's 100, we've already had that thing, five-ace, maybe three-quarters full? Five-ace?
Holds about, 750,000 tickets, so it probably had every bit of 525 in it? 500?
Yep.
Holy crap.
And so it ain't near as bad as when you have to pull them tickets out every night. Somebody's got to squirrel their ass in there and pull them out of there, and it don't
work. Oh, yeah.
You know, all of us sitting here has got a little bit of a belly on.
Oh, my goodness. It almost, looks like a mega,
a great big margarita mixer.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it's about the size of a golf cart, really.
Yeah. So who made that?
Alan made the first generation of it out of wood, and to drive it a little bit better, we ended up talking to Layfeld Welding, and they made us one out of aluminum, and then Mike and I built a frame to haul it on then.
That is pretty cool.
It's got a 5-horse motor on it, and it takes 5 horse.
No kidding. Wow. So, okay, so... In 2017, you got the Eldora races, okay, which means what?
We don't do all the races there, the smaller family fun nights. There's some other ones there that are not as profitable.
Yeah.
So those are put on the second burner. You pick out which ones you want to do. You go to the fire and EMS people. These are the dates. See how many people sign up. Once they're signed up, and it pretty much tells us how many races that we can or cannot try to do.
Okay. Okay, so you base the number of races off of the number of volunteers you get to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I'd say a typical day out there, if that's what you're kind of asking, you know, each day, like this last year, we had the Kings Royal. They raced Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So on Wednesday, typically two or three of us we'll get out there at about 2 o'clock to start getting everything set up, you know, bring, like Mike said, we got some tables out there that we sell off of the ticket barrel. So we drag all that into the track and get it set up. And then, well, actually, I guess we start on Tuesday night, don't we? So on those big weekends, we've got tents that keep people in the shade. And
yeah,
because, you know, we're out there all four nights. We like to be in the shade. So Tuesday night, we go out there and get set up first, tents and extension cords and things like that. Then day of the race, like I said, we bring the tables in, get those set up between 2 and 3 o'clock. We'll have a shift of campground people come in. That's usually where our community sport, the civic groups, come in. They'll come in and sell tickets out in the campgrounds so that all the people that are out there camping have the chance to buy a ticket, even if they don't come in to watch the race that particular night.
Yeah.
So then once we're done in the campgrounds, those sellers will bring their tickets in and we'll put them in the barrel, and then we have another shift of people that come in and sell all through the stands then the entire night up until about the big feature race. And that's when usually Mike and I or Denny Hilsman will help us bring the barrel down, and that's when they draw the ticket right before the biggest race of the night.
Okay, so there's one drawing per race, not one drawing per night, correct?
It is what? It is nightly.
Okay, so you give those, you know, so you have a drawing every night and you start from scratch the following day.
Yep.
Okay.
The thing that's really changed though from 2016 to 2018, probably back in 16, which most people still do, is they tear the 50-50 tickets out of a roll. Well, if you can imagine what happened out there when we have 8 to 12 people and the news media people helping tear those tickets at the end of the night to get the drone in time.
Yeah.
That was quite a show.
Yeah.
That was a show in itself.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, because 2016, I think we had about a $30,000 to the winner. And so we had 60,000 tickets to tear, which 60,000 tickets, you got to give the patron one and one for yourself. So you're tearing 100,000 tickets to get in that barrel.
So is it done differently now?
It's all done electronically. So all our walkers will carry a printer and a kiosk, and they do everything electronically. So when your walkers are selling tickets, let's just say you sell somebody 10 tickets, those 10 numbers are all on one piece of paper. Well, there's also done wirelessly that the printers are inside printing individual tickets to dump in that big barrel. So it's done a lot different than 2016, that's for sure.
So is that something that you guys had to figure out, or did?
Well, it's a combination. We should give a shout out to Rick and Jenny Hilsman, Del Site. They're the ones that were in charge of Eldora 50-50 for many, many years.
Yeah.
And then they kept doing it, and then Tony Stewart Foundation came in, and they're the ones that are in charge of those machines.
Gotcha. So you said you did like 15 different races, or 15 nights?
15 different evenings, yes.
Okay. So how many people does it take for each of those nights?
Well, if it's a Wednesday night, usually we have about 20 of us out there. And if it's a Saturday night, a bigger night, I think last year we had up to
40.
Well, 40 over the course of the day. That's two shifts.
Yeah. Probably most of those people kind of enjoy doing that, especially when you go out into the campground, you know, you get to shoot the crap with some people and, you know, you probably make some friends and get a free beer in the whole process, if I had to guess.
They get a lot more free beer out of it.
I can imagine.
Yeah, there's been a lot of them offered meals and all kinds of things, and you can go from there. But
So we all know that the 50-50 drawing, the winner gets 50%. So then is the other 50% split between several different groups, or how's that done?
50% goes to the winner. The other 50% goes to the Tony Stewart Foundation.
Okay.
And then we get a percentage of that out of the Tony Stewart Foundation.
Gotcha.
But they've also got bills to pay.
Sure.
So every race is different.
Yeah. But it's a pretty lucrative deal for the racing on, I mean, for the Racing for Relief group.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
The nice thing about it is we go there. I hate to say this, but we're bringing outside money in.
Yeah.
We're not beating on anybody's door in Mercer County to pick up a dollar. Yeah. Actually, they're coming to us.
Sure.
But they're from all over the world willing to do this, and they give us money, you know, to take this chance. And we're not beating on anybody's door in Mercer County for this. And it just helps.
Yep. Well, and, you know, so you guys had a year where there were no races out there, too, right?
That's in 2020.
Yeah. So that had to put a little chink in the whole process, too.
Now, you want to see something? When people came back to racing that next year, you've never seen so many happy people.
Oh, I can imagine.
They were just happy to be out. It didn't matter what was going on.
They
were
just
happy. They were happy to see us, that's all.
Good-looking
guys.
So, well, I tell you what, we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back and talk about the Tony Stewart Foundation. And you'd also mentioned, I think it was a lady's name that was kind of very involved in the original process that was...
Rick Dalsite and Jen Hilsman.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Deb Himmelgarn was in the real early...
Yeah. So we'll come back and talk about all those guys that played a major role in this. We'll be back right after this.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Oh, and you're an elf. Will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV. Mm-hmm.
See what the elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling. Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Wayne IGA has a new owner and new hours. They're open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays. And the deli will be open from 8 to 8 every weekday and until 1 on Saturday. They have everything you'll need for your holiday parties. Your favorite beers and wines, chips and dips, everything you'll need for your favorite dish, their famous cheese balls, and of course their party trays. Cookie trays, sandwich trays, veggie trays, fruit trays, and of course everybody's favorite, their meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order ahead at 375-2865. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all of your holiday party supplies, the hometown store that saves you more.
This holiday season, what better gift is there to give than the gift of winning? Toe and Go raffle tickets for the 2023 Win on Wall Bash are on sale now. And at only $25 each, they make a great stocking stuffer for any adult on your list. Check out all of the details and buy tickets on our website, wowraffle.com. And who knows, that lucky person on your list may walk away with a brand new Jeep next August.
Here are the basketball broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Lady Indians will host Parkway and will simulcast WPGW's coverage of the game. The NFHS video will also be available for the game with WPGW's audio. Friday, the boys will play at Parkway and Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the game. The NFHS video will also be available for the game. Saturday, the boys will go to Bradford to take on the Railroaders. We'll simulcast WPGW for the game, but there will be no NFHS video that night. Get out and support our Indians teams this week
But if you just can't get to all the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Back. Insight. Talking with the Racing for Relief group and finding out a whole bunch of cool stuff about what they do and how they do it. And, you know, there are so many active groups that help out. And this is one that, you know, from a Fort Recovery standpoint, I've seen or heard different advertisements about the race that you have at the Jubilee, you know. But I never understood who it was and what you did, you know. And it's really cool to get into this much detail. So, so I think it's interesting to talk about the changes from a technology standpoint. When you guys were talking about going from the torn tickets into the technology world, why don't you share a little bit more about that? Because I think that that's really interesting when, like, you see how the process works. It's really cool.
Yeah, so each person kind of carries around like a little cell phone that has the number that you sell. I think $1 for a ticket, you get 6 for 5, you get 14 for $10, because that's Tony Stewart's NASCAR number. You get 30 tickets for $20, and you get 50 tickets, or no, 100 tickets for $50. So then you get 50 cents a ticket, yep, instead of one for one. And so then as the person buys a ticket, you punch the number that they want to buy, you hit print, and it prints on a little handheld printer that you kind of carry around on your belt. Looks just like a receipt, and it prints all your 10 to 100 numbers right on that receipt. So on the other end then, as that ticket is printing, it goes into we'll say it goes into the cloud, and then it gets spit out on a computer. And that, typically my job at the race is sitting in a little dark room office, and
we're hiding him. Good plan. Yeah.
Watching all these tickets print, then it prints individual tickets into a barrel that we put into our ticket barrel then. And then because the state of Ohio requires a physical ticket draw, we have to print those individual tickets. You know, other states, all but one other state, allows someone just to click a button on a computer and randomly select that number. Well, the state of Ohio requires a ticket to be drawn, and I think the crowd at Eldora requires a ticket to be drawn too. You know, they're that kind of class of people that just they don't trust the man. You know, they require seeing it for themselves. So that's what we do. We bring those tickets down. We draw a physical ticket. Usually, it's one of the Miss Eldora girls that pulls the ticket, or a race winner, and they read the number off, and you look at your receipt, and if you're the lucky winner, you get it.
Fantastic. So you had said, you know, that it takes 20 volunteers a shift, maybe 40 volunteers a shift, and I saw where, so last year, this past year, how many different, or how many volunteers did it take to get you through the whole season?
This past year, we went through 444 volunteers to get us through this season. Previous year, and that a lot depends on, we had 3 rainouts this last year, so yeah, you lose a lot of people real quick, especially on a Saturday. You lose 40 of them right there.
Yeah.
The other two were probably 20 people to an evening, roughly. So you save, you know, 80 people right there.
And a lot of these volunteers are representatives from different fire departments, EMT groups, that to kind of be part of the donation process, that's what you ask of them, correct?
Yep. That is correct.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of neighbors. You know, I know Alan's got neighbors. I've got some neighbors. Nathan does. Got family. If you're attached to us, we're usually prying on you to help us.
Yeah.
Which I don't know is a good thing or not, but everybody does help.
Yeah.
But you get to see the race for free?
You get to see the race for free.
See, that's... Yeah, it's a positive. Yep.
You try to see the race.
You have to stay out of other people's way too, so that they can see the. So, if a community member wanted to get involved, can they, or do you kind of try to control that?
No, one is they got to be the age of 18 legally to be able to handle money.
Yep.
So as long as they're the age of 18 and are interested in helping, either they contact us, email, Facebook, phone call, or get a hold of your fire chief.
Okay.
Because we have a contact or two contacts to each department. So if someone is there, contact them. They'll get a hold of us. If they want to work, they can give that credit to their fire department, and they get them work hours that way. If they contact us direct as the trustees, then they'll just be classified as a volunteer, and all our volunteer time will then be split amongst all the fire and EMS groups.
Yep. I got it. Yeah. So then there's this pot of money that you guys collect when, like, it was just the races, but you, before we get in that, do you do anything besides the Eldora and the go-kart races?
In the end of January, we have a bowling fundraiser, which is usually a very good one. It's cold out. People want to relax, break loose a little bit. Always a fantastic time. Used to be held here in Fort Recovery, Bowling Alley, Miracle Lanes. Back when, Mike?
Yeah, early.
2011 or 12 is when we went to Coldwater then to play more lanes.
Yep.
More lanes, more people.
More lanes.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot less work time there. You know, Miracle Lanes was great, but when you're dealing with eight lanes there versus 16.
Yeah.
And we fill, you know, we usually bowl on Friday night 96 people every year because we're full.
Is that right?
You know, if it's warm out, we could go to lane 17 and 18, but they're outside.
And it... You wouldn't bother the guys that sign up at all because they're just there for the fun of it anyway.
Yeah, some of them it wouldn't bother at all, even if it's cold.
Yeah. So there's the bowling, the go-kart, and Eldora are the main things.
Those are the main three. Last year we added a trial and error golf outing.
Oh.
Whole new era of people that wanted to do something but not really interested in racing or helping, but wanted to do something on the fundraising side.
Yeah.
We had 67 people golf the first time, and then we had a cornhole tournament out there. We just had a handful of people show up for that, but we anticipated getting a little better, but
yeah.
All depends on time frame.
Yeah.
We did it in October when sort of last resort.
Yep.
Colder out.
Well, and it's kind of hit or miss as far as Mother Nature goes at that point. So,
what was that golf? What was the name of the golf thing?
We just called it a golf outing.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you said there's hit or miss thing. That's not just you.
No, it was just hit or miss on the weather.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to figure out.
So they're out there golfing, and then we have a cornhole tournament going on at the same time underneath the tent.
Because I have done both.
Right, hit and golfing, miss. I was doing a lot of missing.
Yeah.
So, plans for 2023. Will I have those started to be talked about yet, or will that be decided in January and February? You know, what's the time frame that you guys work on?
If I can intercede here, we for 2023 we've got a new thing. It's actually 2022. We were asked to run at the Rumble. I don't know if you're familiar with the Fort Wayne Rumble. Larry Booz puts it on. It's a go-kart race with midgets. They do it inside the Coliseum.
Oh, cool.
It is New Year's Eve night and New Year's Eve. We're actually going to race on that Friday. We've been invited to do that. We're bringing 16 of our carts down there that the youth drive. We found some experienced older people that are going to try and drive them.
Get in them and see what happens. We're used to racing on dirt, and this is on cement.
Yeah.
So they put a fence up, they put the cement barriers around it, and then they put Coke syrup or Pepsi syrup on the cement, and it makes the tires just stick.
So you have no
problem spinning. You got more problems of sticking.
Yeah.
Did you walk across, you can lose a shoe.
Yeah, and Mike kind of touched on it. 2023, we're having, again, our youth go-kart racing league. So if you've got kids that are from 12 to 15, we have a class of, we call them the minor drivers, because anyone, according to our insurance, over 15 is considered an adult. So all the minors race together. We've got 16 carts that we put together ourselves. We had a pretty big group of people helped us weld those carts together and build the frames and build the chassis. You know, all that's done ourselves. We don't just go to TSC and buy a go-kart. You know, all these carts are handmade for us, by us. And so, like I say, we got those 12 to 15-year-olds. They race on a team of two, and they race for, I think it's $30 a night for each kid.
Yeah.
So for $30, you know, your kid can go out there and turn 30 great laps night, or so.
Pay to play.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, it's a ton of fun.
Coliseum.
No.
The minors won't be. That's going to be the adults.
Okay. Yeah.
But, yeah, that's going to be a big thing for us next year is we're looking for minor drivers. So
yeah.
If we can get some kids from Fort Recovery to jump on board, that'd be great.
And that's ages 12 to 15.
12 to 15, yep.
So that's generally
middle school.
5th to 7th grade or something like that?
Yep.
That there's cool. No place else you can run for $30 a night and get that many laps. You go out there and you get the real feel of a race.
Yeah.
And drop the flag. You've got timers. You've got everything just as a real race is. And, I mean, you can't get any more realistic.
Yeah. So is that, okay, as a grandparent, is it safe?
Oh yeah. We've done this now for, this will be our third year with the minors driving. And actually last year we did have one of the kids flip the cart on its side and he stuck his arm out to kind of catch himself and he got hurt.
Yeah.
But to prevent that for next year going forward, now we've got a window net in them just like a NASCAR does. So they can't get their arm out.
Yeah.
Kind of prevent that.
But there's a roll bar and stuff to where, you know, with the seat belts and harnesses, they're pretty strapped in there.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's been a lot of carts that have wrecked and it's been a handful of injuries since 1999. We can count on one hand people with a serious injury.
So what's it? Oh, that's the netting. That's cool. Yeah, fantastic. Alan's full of pictures. He's
just trying to help out.
Yeah,
pictures is an exact.
You know what you're talking about that way. When we're saying something, you can.
Yeah, Jack. Pictures isn't exactly the word I thought you were gonna have come out of your mouth after you said Alan is full of.
Oh,
he's a guest. Pictures is much better than I thought you were gonna say.
So I tell you what, we're going to take one more break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit about, and I don't know how much detail you guys can go into, but with the donations now from the Tony Stewart Foundation, it had to positively affect what you can do for each of these organizations. So, we'll come back and talk about the good stuff you guys are doing. So,
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from
within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Fort Recovery High School National Honor Society is offering free gift wrapping to the public again this Christmas season. If you're short on time and still need your gifts wrapped, or even if you just don't feel like doing it yourself, bring your gifts to the high school commons area on Sunday, December 11th between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., and they'll wrap your gifts for you. They'll have a nice variety of wrapping paper, ribbons, bows, and other embellishments to choose from. There's a voluntary free will donation, so you can pay whatever you want. Take the easy way out this Christmas season. Just bring your gifts to the Commons on Sunday, December 11th between 10 and 2, and the National Honor Society will be happy to wrap your gifts for you. It's just their way of saying happy holidays from the National Honor Society here at Fort Recovery.
We're back. Insight. And I tell you what, I'm a pretty smart guy, and most of the time when I have guests in, I kind of already knew about them. But when it came to talking to the new Racing for Relief group, I did no squat, and I've learned so much about this organization and you guys and your causes, and I'm sure there's a lot of people in the same boat that I'm in that they've heard the name, but I don't think that they understand the depth of what you guys do. So Alan, you shared a few numbers, and I think nobody likes to brag or pat themselves on the back, but I think it's important when organizations are doing good things that people know it so that they can support those guys. And so if like you wouldn't share a bit about like what would you guys have done since 2014?
Well, again, 2014, we were basically go-kart racing and looking to open our wings up and broad out a little bit. Where that was at that time, we had no idea. Again, when we said earlier to give out $28,000, give or take, earlier when we were transitioning over, we thought was a pretty good number. And then we started, again, Eldora 50-50, latter part of 16. Well, we thought that $20,000 was still good, but, you know, we basically doubled it.
Yeah.
And from there, we got into it full-time out there. And in between there, we got the go-kart racing. Youth minors somewhat started up, too. So, again, when you go back to that part of it, though, you're still saying that you got two drivers to a kart, not one. So you're building up our youth to transition into the adult part. So without a lot going on yet, our numbers continue to rise, but great volunteers, awesome sponsors in Mercer County, in Dark County, Allglades County, as well as the fire and EMS people. When everybody steps up, you keep moving forward. And we continue to do that. And, the year before COVID, we were able to give $81,000 out, and we were really, really happy with that number.
That's a big number.
Well, that's what we thought, too. And we thought, well, let's see if we can beat it the following year. Well, Mr. COVID got us, and they beat us pretty good that year. So we backed up, regrouped, and 2021. We had a very good year, and we were able to give $250,000 out.
In 1 year?
In 1 year. A lot of it is the 50-50 and the go-kart racing. The others are supplemental ones to help offset insurance costs and equipment purchases and stuff like that. And then this past year, you know, we had some rainouts at Eldora. We did pretty good overall at the go-kart races, and we're still able to give out $200,000 this year.
Fantastic.
So, you know, up to this point, we were able to give $695,100 out since we originated.
And growing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we feel very proud of that. We feel very proud of our sponsors, our volunteers, again, Fire and EMS. We work hard, but when you're able to give that money away at the awards banquet, it's just a different feeling.
Yeah.
Well, and back when you were doing $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, that was a huge help to any of those groups. Now when you're able to give 5-10 times that much, that's huge to entities that, you know, are generally hurting for money.
Yeah, I mean, just like this year, I think we gave $25,000 to Liberty Township and Dark County themselves, and they had 8 people there. They were just so gracious. They came up to us. I don't know. I think they came up, every eight of them come up to all 8 of us each and said, thank you, thank you. We never imagined the help that we could receive from just going out and selling tickets, you know, 4 or 5 nights a year.
Yeah, that's cool.
And the one thing you got to remember is, we feel bad because these people are already volunteer firefighters and EMS. They're giving of their time.
Yep.
And then we're asking them to help us sell tickets so that they can get some of their needed equipment. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, but they're so good about it.
Yeah.
They always come and say yes.
Well, you know, and I don't care whether you're talking about the Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Mariah Stein, when you have people that are volunteers, and I don't care what they're volunteers or whether they're firefighters or the EMTs, they simply want to make their communities better, and they're willing to invest in it, you know. And so we touched on this. So if anybody's interested in kind of helping out with this process, they can either contact their new local fire department chief, or somebody on their fire department will be able to help them out.
Yes, each fire department's got at least 1 to 2 contacts. It doesn't matter if it's go-kart racing or ticket selling or others. They still have a contact. Otherwise, you can email us at racing4relief@gmail.com. You can go to the website. You can go to Facebook, message us. We have our phone numbers on there. You can contact any of us that way as well. But if in doubt you can't find the numbers, go to your fire chief. They'll be more than happy to get in contact with us.
Yeah, so I expect Roger Leonard's getting a call from Jack tomorrow to help sell some tickets.
Perfect. Perfect. So
he didn't hear well, so he's not the right person to have at Eldora.
Who?
You.
Why?
Because you can't hear.
Well,
that'll save him from having to put earplugs.
Which is probably good there, because you need to wear earmuffs.
Well,
anyway.
As long as you can.
They like to use fingers, Neil.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've done that to him a couple of times too.
See, let me ask you this. So, are there jobs? You know, some people may not be comfortable with selling. Are there other volunteer spots that can be used or had?
Oh yeah, during the races, like I said, I quit racing so that I could run the computer during the racetrack. So like tech savvy people can come and help us at the go-kart races. There's people that know how to drive a tractor, you know, come out Tuesday, Wednesday night before the Jubilee and help us get the track ready.
Yeah.
Just things like that. We can always use help with go-kart racing or anything.
You'll find something for them to to help you with.
Absolutely.
Because they're all our friends. We sure will.
Yeah.
We're pretty broad. We've got a lot of jobs.
I do want to make sure that we mention, we had talked about, I think it was Deb Helmengarten, who, you know, I think Deb was involved with the Mercer County Red Cross for decades, I think. And she played a key role in getting this thing started too, correct?
That is correct. So. Yeah, we don't want to forget her because she did quite a bit to help push it along, definitely.
Yeah. She was kind of in charge when they were kind of doing the mud run down here at Ambassador Park, and then Mercer and Auglaize merged, and it might have gone even more than that since then, but she more or less lost her job, and things kind of started falling apart as far as local Red Cross, and that's about the time frame when you guys started doing things on your own. Is that
pretty
about
close?
Right? I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but things started falling apart when she kind of got out of things, because she was a good grab the bull by the horns and let's go.
And there was a lot of people that we are forgetting here that have helped us get to this point that we've become. And we can't name them all. We've forgotten. And,
and most of them wouldn't want you to mention their name anyway.
That's true. A handful we have to mention. Oh, we may go home not very happy as our wives, girlfriends, significant others.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet that's absolutely true.
You know, our kids, everybody, you know, they all take a toll on it. But we appreciate them all standing behind us to be able to do what we can do. They're part of our team.
Yeah. Fantastic.
I'm sure Jamie's putting the kids to bed right now. So thanks, Jamie.
So Neil, are we caught up on commercials?
Yes, but we can take a break before we go to Rockers this day in pop culture history.
Okay, so before we do that, I want to give you guys a chance for any type of closing remarks. You know, when like you think about what was the point that we wanted to get across when you came in here tonight? And I want us to be able to close getting that point across again.
Well, just as we spoke of all the great volunteers, you guys having us here is a great system of getting our voice out there, and you're willing to volunteer your time, energy, and space in radio waves to make that happen. We appreciate that because it's all part of this group that we're building to continue to make Southern Mercer and Northern Dark County great. And we're all part of it.
Yep.
It's all coming together.
Fantastic.
Yeah, like Mike said, it's all the people in our area. I told everyone at our awards banquet this year that without the group of people that we work with, you know, I think we had almost 300 people at our awards banquet. And as I was saying it, I was almost in tears because without that big group of people there, none of this is possible. Without all of us here doing all the backbreaking work, you know, like Alan said, our wives and kids taking the sacrifice of letting us leave to do the work to raise the funds, you know, it just... $700,000 doesn't just fall in your lap to donate to the fire and EMS. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into it, and that's a testament to our community that they're willing to put the effort in and do that.
Yeah, we are very proud, but the biggest thing is if those who are out there not sure if they want to do it, you know, we're trying to get our name out, please contact us. We'll find something for you.
Yeah.
We're all here as one big team. There's no I in we, so... we greatly appreciate everything that, you know, especially our sponsors out there. We're not going to go back and start naming them because we'll forget somebody, but just phenomenal sponsors. Please visit our website. Please visit our Facebook page. You can go back many years and see all the equipment that was purchased. All those pictures are on that Facebook page. So those who want to see that, please visit it. Again, if you got information or questions, please don't hesitate to call.
And again, that's Racing, the number 4 Relief, correct?
That is correct.
Yep. So, guys, I tell you what.
That really is just awesome what you guys do. And if somebody thinks that they maybe don't have time to go to Eldora, there's probably things behind the scenes that have to be sorted out besides going to the go-kart races, going to Eldora, going to do these other things. There's things, bookkeeping stuff, just maybe helping with the Facebook page, just things like that. A little bit of help takes a little pressure off the guys that do all the work, and that is appreciated. Even if you know you don't want to be selling anything, and you don't think you have the technical skills to sit with Nate in the dark room with the computer, there are things you can do. If you are like most of the people around here, and you feel like you want to do things to help people, they'll find something for you.
And then the other questions is, too, is a lot of people ask, what does Tony Stewart Foundation all do? You know, they're helping us,
yeah,
you know, with different things with the 50-50 at Eldora. They help us and do some stuff for the golf outing for us. But where does their money go? What do they do? You know, we got to give a shout-out to Erica Reisner, the director of Tony Stewart Foundation. And another name we really forgot would have been Roger Slack, the Eldora manager.
Yeah.
Which he left this past year. But, you know, the foundation themselves, they fund well-qualified organizations, you know, critically ill or physically disabled kids, animals that are at risk or endangered, and drivers that are injured in motorsports racing. So a lot of people have no idea what they all do. Yeah. They do a phenomenal job. You know, we thank Tony, we thank Erica, and everybody else on their side of things. For sort of being hidden on the backside of us, but we don't forget you. It's a phenomenal foundation to be part of.
Have you ever met Tony Stewart?
Just once or twice or three times. Great guy.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Well, guys, I tell you what, thank you for coming. You've done a great job. I think people have... You learned a lot, so that was our intent. So check that box, guys, and good luck in 2023 with zero rainouts and plenty of volunteers.
If you get bored and you're at home on December 30th, visit Pit Road TV, and you can watch us race up at the Coliseum because it's all televised after 7 o'clock p.m.
Fantastic.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Jack and Neil.
Yep, thank you.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and have Rucker's top 10 list.
No top 10.
Huh?
No top 10.
Well,
this day in pop culture history.
This day in Rucker's top 10 list coming up right after this.
The Trinity Lutheran Church here in Fort Recovery will be having a special service on Wednesday evening, December 21st at 7 p.m. Their Blue Christmas prayer service is open to everyone, regardless of church affiliation, and they invite everyone to come and share and hear prayers, scripture, and music that acknowledge God's presence is with any and all who are mourning or struggling during the Christmas season. Whether it's your first Christmas without a loved family member who has passed away, or any other situation where you are just not feeling as joyous as you think you should this holiday season, this prayer service can help you find hope and comfort in knowing that you are not alone. There are people who are willing to help and share your burden. This short service will be followed by light refreshments and fellowship. Whether you're someone who could use some support or someone who can help support others who are hurting, you're invited to join them for this special Blue Christmas prayer service on Wednesday evening, December 21st at 7 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church. Friends of the Fort Recovery Public Library would like to invite the public to view the Fort Festival of Trees now through December 31st. Each year, businesses, organizations, and families decorate Christmas trees that are displayed at the library. Listening to Christmas music while viewing the trees and wreaths, visitors can vote for their favorite entry. Votes are then tallied to see which tree will win the People's Choice Award, and the name of that organization or family will be engraved on a plaque that remains at the library. This beloved family tradition is enjoyed by patrons of all ages. Stop by to see the beautiful display at the Fort Festival of Trees now through December 31st during regular library hours.
We're back.
I can't promise anything.
This might be the latest we've ever been for sports talk. Even our 8:18.
We don't mind getting on late when it's good, when you have something good.
Yeah. So, the pressure's on you, rocker boy.
Hey, I can't do enough about the timing. Yesterday, now, mind you, before we get started, this is going to be a big show for Rankin Bass.
For what?
Rankin Bass.
Oh, I hated that show.
For what?
1964, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer airs for the first time on CBS.
1964?
One of my favorite shows ever.
That's the Rankin Bass.
Who sang the most popular version?
Burt Ives.
It's Burl.
Burl.
Probably.
Nope.
What song did you... What song?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Gene Autry.
Very good.
I think he wrote it, but I'm not 100% positive, but he did all the Frosty the Snowman and all those things.
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood, I meant.
Are we done?
Okay. Sorry, Rob.
Is my mic on?
You're on.
It is, but we're not going to let you say anything. Go ahead.
1995, Queen releases their last album of original material.
Who?
Queen.
Not the Who. They did Pinball Wizard.
What would they
Are you still with us?
Hey, what would their hit be on that?
I have no idea. I'm just here for...
Which album?
The last album.
Oh, I don't know.
Was that the name of it?
No.
TLA?
It's just their last album.
Last album, TLA. The last album.
Oh, TLA.
That's probably not correct.
December 7th, 1969... Frosty the Snowman airs for the first time. There again, the cartoon Rankin Bass going back to back.
And Bob and Fee, this for you too. What is your favorite Christmas cartoon show?
Jesus. I like the Grinch. You like the Grinch?
Grinch. Grinch is good.
I like the Abominable Snowman.
The Abominables. That's not.
Yeah.
It's on there.
Die Hard.
That's a movie.
That's a movie. Oh, genius.
That's not a cartoon.
I like
Home Alone.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
I haven't watched any of them ever, so they all came out when I was in my 20s, so I have no idea. I've never seen them. I don't watch cartoons when I'm 20. So go ahead.
Rocker, this has taken you a long time.
Well, I'm getting done with it.
I don't know how it takes you so long when you've only said five words.
First of all, he got a haircut. He's clean shaved.
He's looking
like
good.
$50. Shined up.
Looks like a million crypto. I don't know about dollars.
Do we have a date tonight?
Do we want to keep this gag going?
He's got a date tonight.
1990. You'll like this one. Edward Scissorhands cuts his way into theaters.
Cuts his way into theaters.
All day he thought about that. Yep.
he's edited it 17 times.
I got one damn good joke the whole night.
Well, I figured it was just something, a headline he read somewhere. I didn't realize he wrote it.
So is that Johnny Depp's first real...
No, actually, Johnny Depp's first movie was Friday the 13th.
Well, starring role.
Probably close to it.
Is he dead?
He's still with us.
Oh.
Although Amber Heard came close to taking him out.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
He is a big turd burglar, right?
No, he's actually good.
Yeah, he's...
That's not what he meant.
He's an idiot, right?
No.
No, he's great guy. Goes to hospitals dressed as Captain Jack Swallow and treats
Sparrow.
The
Sparrow,
huh?
It's not Swallow.
You're Jack Swallow.
That's a whole different movie.
What did I say?
That's a whole different movie.
Wow.
You've been way too much on you.
Okay. Train wreck off the rails.
Yeah.
Let's save that one for next week.
Oh, boy. God. Area birthday time.
Celebrity.
Yeah, area birthdays.
Area birthdays.
We will keep
it. Do you
want to go?
Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
That's an obvious one. This is a peppy stuff.
Peppy. I like peppy.
This, all right. That's Pew. Depressing as hell.
Pepe Le Pew.
Fine, go.
I did watch
Pepe
Le Pew.
Do you want to get sports talk before 9?
Oh, we don't care.
Okay, early birthdays. Tuesday, we got Rachel Atchison.
Yeah, birthday Rachel.
Natalie Holman.
Natalie.
Matt.
Today we got some big ones.
Ooh, big one.
Oh, so wow.
Shelley Reed.
Shelley Reed.
All right, who's that?
Shelley Reed's on. She was a feature.
Cheers. WKRP in Cincinnati.
God help us. Yeah.
The lady on Cheers died.
Heart is
called. Yeah, last night or something.
Yeah. Did you also mention her?
Well, we don't have time. We got to get this gig done.
When did she die? Do you remember what year she died?
Who?
Kirstie Alley.
Yesterday.
Okay.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Stacey Lane's birthday today.
Hey,
birthday.
All right. Yeah.
And Kid Judy.
Free cake for every customer today.
Yeah.
Is what I heard.
Happy.
Up until 8:20.
Who else?
And Ken Judy.
Ken Judy. There you go.
Yep.
And you know what that means. It's time for Citizen of the Day.
Oh,
who's the Citizen of the Day?
I hope it's me this time.
Now, this one you can't really argue with too much.
So it's me?
Don't be Stacy.
Is it me?
No.
Okay.
And it can't be a relative of yours.
Yes.
We always recognize your cousin from San Antonio or whatever.
Hartford City.
Same thing.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right, here it is.
Are you done?
Citizen of the Day.
Pastor Q.
All right.
Pastor Q.
Why?
Why not?
Because it's
a more
turn.
Important question.
Huh?
Why not? It's a more important question.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Who else? Who would you have?
Bob Hart. Who's your Citizen
Bob
of the
Hart.
Day,
that's,
Bob?
Yeah, let's do
My
Bob Hart.
My Citizen of the Day today would be, that's a good question, but I'm going to say.
There's one obvious choice. Chase Kaiser.
Oh, Chase
that's
Kaiser.
Awesome.
He had. His work on the board makes Neil look like he's never done it before.
Well, and it's not real hard to do.
He'd been all over. But, Rucker, you've been on for 20 minutes now.
I wonder why.
And he's talked for almost three of it.
What else you got?
Celebrity birthday time.
Ooh, I love
ooh, celebrity birthdays.
These are a little light this week. So, ooh, that's not yesterday, we got Stephen Wright. Age 67.
Comedian.
Yep.
He's
kind of. A little dry, a little, yeah, you know, yeah. Off the wall.
Matter of
fact.
Yeah.
I don't really want to go down that road again.
Again?
Judd Apatow is 55.
Who?
He's a movie director.
Ted Abaco.
No, Judd Apatow.
Who?
Judd Apatow. He's a.
Oh.
He's a movie director. If you're
Abercrombie and Fitch.
If you're over the age of 25, you probably know who the hell he is.
What did he direct?
Yeah.
Movies.
Really good ones.
Okay, let's keep this going. Today we got Ellen Burstyn is 90.
Wow. So he directed.
Ellen Burstyn.
I have the list of things he directed. Knocked Up.
Who? Ellen Burstyn?
No. Judd Apatow. The 40-year-old virgin.
I like that show.
Yep. And Trainwreck. That's
so like this show.
Directing this show. That's awesome. Exactly.
I think Ellen Burstyn won an Academy Award.
I believe she did.
Yes.
Larry Bird's birthday today, 66.
There you go.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Me and Larry Bird, same age.
He'd kill you. It's like Ernest T.
Yeah.
The same age.
And Sarah Bareilles is 47.
And who?
Sarah Bareilles.
I know her. I know a song she sings.
Oh, this would be good.
Don't want to find you a love song.
Very good.
Is it a love song?
Yes, very good.
That's pretty.
Yes, it is. Yeah. God, people are still listening. I don't know how.
We might be able to play that one. If I can find it. Here we go.
Jack, is it time? Is it your bedtime?
It's getting close. But I do have a question for you regarding next Wednesday.
I'll be there.
Here's the song, if you want
to. Oh, God, here we go.
Or even if you don't.
We're done.
Sing along with the record.
Are you glad you stayed around for this? And they tell me
to breathe easy for what did you want to know, Bubba? Never mind then. We don't care.
Next Wednesday.
What number am I going to be
in our entertainment schedule that would fit you to sing one of your songs? So we have you singing like your theme from Cat's song.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I can pull that off.
That usually lasts almost 10 seconds.
What number am I going to be in 12 Days of Christmas is my question.
Yeah, we don't ever
matter. It doesn't matter. You mess it up whether you're...
Yeah, that's right.
I get to be number 5, though.
You're going to be right in that bill.
I have to be number 5.
Well, usually, yes. Somebody's got to take care of him.
Not so, wings, rings.
Wings!
So...
Advertisement.
So, do you have anything else, Rucker?
No, because these poor boys have been waiting long enough.
I tell you what, this is the latest we've ever gone over.
You got anybody having tonight, Bubba? Any guests tonight?
Yeah, me and Fee.
They had one that was coming in at 8, could stay till 8:15.
Well, so they're going. Ryan Day, but he left.
He got bummed.
Ryan Day couldn't wait.
Too much pressure on him.
So
we're going to come back and we'll talk about the gala.
Okay.
Right after sports talk. Very good.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.